Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you today for episode 149 of our show. Great stuff coming today as we recap our first home volleyball match of the season in a thriller, an absolute thriller. We'll talk post-game with head coach Mike McNeil. You will love that interview. I love talking to him, and he fires me up, and you're going to be fired up after the performance of the Jets on the floor last night. We'll also get to talk to the head golf coach of the Jets, and Lon Flippo. Enjoy always catching up with Lon. And I tell you what, I am not a great golfer, but I wish I was. I would love to play for that guy. He is a blast, and you'll enjoy his conversation to preview the Newman Invitational, which will be next week as well. But lots going on. Lots to get into, but as I mentioned, first home volleyball match of the season last night, the Jets hosted Arkansas Fort Smith, and it was about as tight a match as you could possibly have. There were 24 tied scores and I believe 16 lead changes through the four sets, and Arkansas Fort Smith wins the match 3-1, but it's one of those matches that could have gone either way. Arkansas Fort Smith took set one 26-24. They actually saved two set points off of Newman in that first set. And then set two comes around and it's just as tight. Arkansas Fort Smith wins 25-23. Well, Newman had a lead at 23-22 in that set as well. Finally, the Jets break through in set three for a 26-24 win on their own side. But it was Arkansas Fort Smith who pulled away late in set four for a 25-19 victory in the final set to take the match 3-1. But there was a ton to build off of for the Jets. They had three double-figure scores led by 14 kills from Isabella Lamb, 10 each from Hannah Timmits and Sky Miller. Avery Kelly had seven as well. Then, of course, Madeline Hoot, the setter for the Jets, had 38 assists on the match. She also finished with a double-double, 13 digs, 20 digs for Josie Weirs on the night as well. And then you get 11 digs each for Brooklyn Lane and Sky Miller. Sky Miller with the double-double as well, those 10 kills we mentioned just a moment ago. So really positive start, and I know, you know, losing is never fun, but taking on a team like Arkansas Fort Smith that has got a ton of talent, the Jets pushed them to the brink last night, and I think fans should be very excited and optimistic about the direction of the program, and you'll hear why here in just a moment, because Coach McNeil is a great volleyball mind. He knows what his stuff, and you'll just hear it. He's so elated with the performance of his team, you know, and he knows there's a long way to go yet, but it's still very positive showing last night. So enough of me talking. Let's listen to him. Enjoy his post-game thoughts as we visited after the match last night. But we'll take a quick break, and then we'll hear from Newman head volleyball coach Mike McNeil.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Services all across the Midwest. You can learn more at donlinger.build. But again, we are joined up above. Oh, I'll make sure everything's working here. There we go. Sorry about that, Coach. We are joined up above Potter Family Court here by head coach Mike McNeil and Zach Brake helping. I guess we are doing on camera. All right. I thought we were just doing the audio interview, but Coach McNeil, first and foremost, welcome to Wichita. It was a long-awaited return for you and your team here into Fugate Gymnasium, and I think that you and your team had plenty of energy in this, and it certainly helped to have great fan support here tonight. Just an incredible experience and environment for your first home match. Take me through what you saw tonight, all things considered.
Is it working there?
There we go.
There it is.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. Man, this is a fun place to play. The student section, they got after it tonight. They had some fun. Playing a match, you know, Fort Smith came in and they had a game plan. And I think we talked earlier today, you know, we disrupted it pretty quickly. And a lot of good things we saw. You know, a lot of things that we're going to get back in the lab and work on.
This is such a back and forth match. I mean, I was looking earlier at the ties and the lead changes. Each set was back and forth the entire way. And it was kind of another one of those matches like we talked about beforehand of just one or two things goes a different way. You see a different result. But just what was maybe the biggest difference for you tonight that maybe prevented the victory?
Yeah, you know, coming out in set one, for sure. I mean, we had the lead late and we let it slip, 26-24. Becomes a coin flip at that point, but, you know, 21, I think we had to lead 21-20, and we had a couple too many errors. You know, anytime you let a team get 17 kills and you're making, you know, less than 10 kills, four errors, you know, it's tough to stay in that match. Believe it or not, we were winning in that set early. And so I think set one goes different. We get to see number 16 earlier from Fort Smith. You know, 16 comes in a little earlier. We had a game plan against her as well, but I think she came in and did okay. But serve and pass kind of ate us up a little bit tonight. They got on some runs and we just couldn't terminate the ball when needed.
It was kind of a match of runs because you would go on a run of 4 or 5, they would go on a run of 3 or 4, you know, back and forth. It didn't seem like you guys were quite able to sustain the runs as long as maybe you had hoped. It was just a small mistake here or there was the difference between a 2 or 3 point run versus 5 or 6.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think we extended some of those runs and cut some of their runs off with those challenges. I think we had, 4 for 5 or 5 for 6, I think, on the game here today. But the runs killed us a little bit on that side. We gave up too many runs. And anytime you're giving a good team more opportunities, it comes back to bite you. Early in set one, set two, I felt like set two was more winnable even than set one, but it just kind of, you know, got away from us a little bit. So that's something we're going to continue to learn from and grow this team as a result.
I'm so glad you mentioned the challenges because I can see a lot from up here, but I miss a lot of the little things that you're right on top of, and you were on top of them quickly. I mean, I think you mentioned it was 4 of 5 or 5 of 6 on challenges tonight. What were you seeing that we were challenging in a couple different spots that you were right on top of, it seemed like?
Yeah, so the challenge that we lost, I think, had we had the other camera angle at the from the top here, I think we get that one as well, but I think they lost that one. But yeah, so I mean, we saw a couple times that the ball's coming close to the net. They had an aggressive setter that would go up and play it at the net. When the ball crosses the net, it's either team's ball, and the back row setter can't jump above the plane of the net and play it. And so the minute that we both play the ball, it's our point, and they let it play a few times. We won both of the challenges there. Saw some net calls that you know got called. There was another, I think, couple nets and a couple challenges there. But yeah, you know, we pay attention to the details, and you know, in years past when we didn't have challenges, it becomes a frustration. But yeah. Thankfully, we got a great system here and got a great team that puts this court together, and so thankful for the work everyone's doing.
Great team. Outside of the match, it's becoming what seems like a great team on the floor too, because
Absolutely.
It's a group that all told, like, you haven't been together all that long, but it doesn't look that way from what I've seen, at least through tonight's match. Yeah. I mean, you have a well-rounded offense with three in double figures for kills, and Avery Kelly had seven more. I mean, it's a well-rounded offensive attack.
Yeah.
For a group that maybe didn't have the chemistry most teams would have at this point.
Right, absolutely. You know, I think the 2-9, 2-10 record now is going to be a little bit deceptive. Teams can't sleep on us because we're gonna keep coming at them. But yeah, I mean, Sky had some really great plays. Learning. She's our freshman that plays right now. We got two freshmen. Sky gets on the court quite a bit and does a really great job. There's a couple errors that I know that she wants back, where she's hitting into a block and just giving that blocker a good look at her. Isabella is tearing it up right now. I think she's one of our kill leaders, if not at least our hitting percentage leader this year. Avery got going. Avery did a good job in certain situations, and best case scenario, I mean, she got a 400 hitting percentage. That's our goal for middles, and she's just shy of a 500 kill percentage, which is really good. And so that's great numbers. Hannah's coming alive for us. I think this match was a little personal. I think, you know, moving from right side to outside, and getting to show this gym and the coaching staffs here that she can keep doing her job well. And yeah, it's great to see how competitive they're being, and wins are going to start falling our way here.
Absolutely. And then defensively, I mean, another really nice effort. Josie with 20 digs to lead the way, and three others in double figures, and Madeline finishes with a double-double herself. I mean, this just lots of really good things that you can build off of tonight from this performance.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to getting back at them tomorrow for UCO, taking on number two in the nation. It's going to be a fun one.
You get not only your home opener and get those juices flowing, you get, you know, so close to a victory. I know you've got a group in that locker room that is hungry for a win. Now they get to go right back at it and take on one of the best teams in the country. And I know you were a champion in your playing days. I'm sure you relish opportunities like that to take on, you know, the best teams in the country, right? You think you told me in our first interview, you got to beat the best if you want to be the best, right?
That's right. Yeah. So we're going to come after them. I think on the stats, I think if you're outside our locker room, you kind of think this is a game that we have no chance in. The people in our locker room are convinced that we're coming to take them on, and we're coming to get it. So
I can't wait, Coach. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow for what should be a great one. And for all those listening, you better get in here to Fugate. It's going to be a fun one tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That is Mike McNeil, head coach of your Newman Jets here tonight after falling in a tough four-set matchup with Arkansas Fort Smith 3-1.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge, brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined over the phone now by the head coach of Newman Golf in Lawn Flippo. Coach, how you doing today?
Doing fantastic. It's a beautiful golf day, about 72 degrees and partly sunny. We couldn't ask for better.
Oh, it's been some good weather and some rain mixed in. It hasn't been super hot in, you know, this point in the year like it normally is around here, but I know rain is almost worse than the heat when it comes to golf. So how has the team kind of adjusted to the bit of weird weather we've had lately?
I mean, you know, the along with the rain comes some cooler temperatures, but we did have quite the heat surge down in Tulsa 2 weeks ago for the men, right around 90 to 92 degrees. And after rain, so it was just humid, sticky, and really a long, challenging day. We hung with it, but we're looking forward to some great weather next Monday and Tuesday here at Newton at Sand Creek Station for the Newman Fall 25 invite.
Well, we can't wait to talk about that, but before we get into that, I did want to talk to you about the last couple of weeks. It's been a busy start to the season. The men with a couple of really challenging tournaments you mentioned down in Oklahoma, and the women played down there as well. But off to what seems to be a pretty encouraging start for this group as both the men and the women keep building in the right direction.
We sure hope so. You know, Jackson, yeah, when you're not playing well, you're kind of a bottom feeder in golf, and bottom feeders just stay on the bottom. Now, we're really excited about the fact that we're no longer in that category. We're pouncing up to the top. We're getting some good action. All we got left to do after these first couple tournaments is just sustain for 2 to 3 rounds, both men and women, and then we'll be right on track to accomplish all of our postseason goals.
Well, looking at those first couple of tournaments for both teams, you can kind of take this whichever direction you'd like, but what group was maybe often the most encouraging start, and what maybe excited you the most about what you saw?
Well, I mean, both groups really have done well. The women have only had one tournament, but we have two freshman ladies playing, so kind of always has some growing pains with the first college tournament. Both of them are internationals as well, so just adjusting to that. They're doing a great job, and, you know, we didn't quite accomplish everything we wanted scoring-wise, but we're really starting to eliminate the big holes, the big mistakes, a lot of balls on the green. We just got to make a few more putts, and women are going to be in great shape. The men have had just some unbelievable kind of ups and downs. We've had the men's team in both tournaments were either -9 at one time or -6 as a team. We didn't finish where we wanted, but the fact that we're throwing together strings of birdies and popping up into the top 3 to 5 of the leaderboard is just really encouraging. Plus, it's just a much better step forward with our scoring average for the men. We averaged about 296 last year. We're as a team playing 5, counting 4, and this year we're sitting at 291. So we're right where we want to be. It just hasn't maybe translated into exactly in the standings, but in the ranking systems, Jackson, it really is significant because that's stroke differential, and, you know, you've got to still score. And so we've been doing a good job at that. We're still beating some teams, but maybe not as many as we want, but that's going to come.
Well, it's certainly, you know, encouraging just to hear that from you this early in the fall, because this is a year-round process for your team, you know, and it feels like the point that they're at right now in late September
is a really good sign for things that could come in, you know, February, April, and beyond.
You know, Jackson, what's interesting about golf is it's a two-season sport. There is no off-season. We don't have exhibitions or every tournament counts. It's all part of the ranking system, which then places you in regionals at the postseason. So to sustain for, you know, 2.5 months in the fall and again in the spring, there's no other sport on the planet that has two seasons with a break in between. So we're really encouraged by just the step forward already. We've had some returners do a great job, come in really ready to go. On the men's side, a really pleasant surprise for us so far. One of our freshmen who is from Sweden via Switzerland, we won't ask about that. It's just that's how it works. You know, Alphonse Hermansen is already playing as our number two player, putting together some subpar rounds and really scoring quite well. On the female side, we got, like I mentioned a minute ago, a couple of young ladies from overseas that have stepped in and are really competing. And then really love to see the progress in our senior Aiden Kofeldt, and then our junior, who is playing as our number one player right now on the female side, Bella Talaba, and, you know, just really excited about what the steps they're making as individuals, which then, of course, helps us as a team.
You know, it's great that you mentioned kind of the team aspect, because so many people think of golf as an individual sport, and certainly it is to a degree, but it's a team effort that's going to take you places as the collective group, you know. And it's funny, we talk about this right now with the Ryder Cup coming up, one of the best team golf events of the year. But, I mean, how have you gone about maybe building that team chemistry with this group? Because, as you mentioned, you know, you've got players from international, you know, different styles and different cultures, and then kids from right here in Wichita. How do you get that to kind of come together?
Well, it's really each season, as you know, just a complete new vibe and feel. And, you know, it's really, it's not any, I'd say, anything specific we do, but it is just an expectation of that everyone's a part of the tradition and legacy of Newman. Your job is to, you know, welcome new players, get along with each other, respect one another, no matter what their personalities and international backgrounds might be. And, you know, I just, it's such a testament to really the culture even of Newman in a broader sense, but then also just our upperclassmen who are leaders and just really, you know, sometimes have to sacrifice their own personal preferences to kind of go along with the team. And, you know, of course we advocate for that, but in the end it's just about each one of them doing their job, and they're doing a great job at it.
Again, we're visiting with head golf coach here at Newman and Lon Flippo, and ahead of a very fun week next week with the Newman Invitational at Sand Creek Station this year. And last year it was at Terradyne Lawn, and that's a challenging course. And now, Sand Creek, another challenging course here locally. What was kind of went into the change, and what differences does this course provide compared to Terradyne in the past?
Well, the biggest reason why we changed out there was just scheduling conflicts with conference designated tournaments that we have to go to or required to go to. The dates just didn't work out. A little bit more about that in a minute for next year. We're really excited about this. But Sand Creek is just a very welcoming place and very similar in a lot of respects to Terradyne. And so we've already had, you know, a couple practice rounds up there, and the feel and scope of it is similar. So our players are really ready, and we feel like it, you know, gives us an advantage, not just a giant switcheroo. And then, of course, that course has, Sand Creek Station has a lot of history hosting U.S. Amateur Links and the U.S. Adaptive Open almost every year. And so there's a high regard for it as well.
Absolutely. Really it's one of the more, I would say, well-known courses kind of in this area, and there's a lot of them in the Wichita area that are very highly regarded for a lot of different reasons. So I'm sure that's exciting to get the opportunity to host that. But with the conference matchups that you had kind of referenced that are on specific dates that you have to compete at, what does that look like scheduling-wise, and when's the first one that you'll get to compete in?
Well, we've already had our first one for the men, and it was the last tournament at Tulsa at the Paige Belcher course. So we earned some points there, and it's one of four designated events we'll have throughout the year. Our next one will be October 2021, hosted by Missouri Southern down at Shangri-La Resort. And then we'll have another one in the spring, and then we have the conference tournament. Every year, that's how that works. The women have a conference preview tournament October 13th, 14th over at Warrensburg at the Mule National with Central Missouri. And then the conference tournament will be there as well later in the spring of 26. Our excitement for next year is at the same time happening because we'll be hosting a designated conference event for the men. We'll be hosting the conference preview for the women. And in the spring of 27, we'll be hosting the MIAA Conference Championship here in Wichita at Teradyne.
Well, that's fantastic news. That's such a cool opportunity for the program. And as we mentioned, you know, earlier in this interview, you know, you guys continue to work hard and grow. How big of an opportunity is that to get those hosting chances, and especially to host the conference championship itself?
Well, for the women, it's a big deal because it only happens once every 13 years. There's 13 teams in the conference now, so it rotates. So we're going to look forward to taking full advantage of that. And that's one of the biggest things that we talk about with especially our women's team, but, you know, with that in mind, but both teams, like, hey, you know, we've got people on the roster who might not be playing. Golf's tough, you know. You take five players and you play four and they travel. There's nobody sitting on the bench. No disrespect to any other sport, but let's dress out, sit on the bench and cheer the team on. Nope, you just don't get to go. So it's a tough mental grind, and it's a testament to our athletes who continue to keep working, looking forward to something that's maybe around the corner for them. And that's part of the process. You know, we're going to have seniors leaving, you know, on both squads at the end of this year. Who's going to work hard this year, even if they're not playing, and see themselves as a starter and a major contributor in the years to come?
Well, Coach, I look forward to following the progress of this group and the fun journey that it'll be the rest of this fall and into that spring season, the second season that you've talked about. But really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today. The last thing I've got for you is just asking you, you know, what may be the biggest area of growth needs to be over the next few weeks for your team?
Well, we've been talking quite a bit, Jackson, about just mental strength, stability, and energy. It's often a very difficult grind in golf, going sometimes 6 hours with 100 players on the course through an 18-hole. Double that with our men's team, who play 36 holes almost every single tournament, sometimes out there for 11 to 12 hours. And, you know, you can run out of energy mentally. And that's, for both teams, that's a goal. Really telling ourselves how we can sustain mentally through it. Because, you know, there is a physical aspect of golf. You got to walk and carry your bag and stuff. But, the biggest battle with all golf is mental. Now, whether you're at Ryder Cup representing the national teams this year, I mean, they're going to be in a mental grind. Crowds, people screaming at them and all this stuff. And so it's, you know, then how do you settle yourself? And then you don't maybe hit the shot you want, but then how do you recover? How do you find a way to get out of a kind of a dark mind funk that I call, where you're just three holes go by and you just bogey, double bogey, and you're like, what's happening? And that's our biggest surge right now, and focus, and really I know our players are going to respond, and then that's going to take us to accomplish everything we want to do.
Awesome. I can't wait, like I said, to follow along the rest of this year, but thank you so much for the time today, Coach. I really appreciate it.
A pleasure, Jackson. Go Jets.
Go Jets. That's Lon Flippo, head golf coach of Newman University. We'll take a break and be back to wrap up the JetCast right after this.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, general manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Final segment now of JetCast 149 here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Let's take a quick look at a busy weekend ahead, and it starts tonight, Friday night here in Wichita. Newman volleyball back in action in Fugate Gymnasium, 6 o'clock start time as they host the second-ranked team in the country, the University of Central Oklahoma. We'll have coverage of that on the MIAA Network and, of course, free audio broadcast on the Newman Jets Audio Network as well. That'll be at 6 o'clock. And as I am recording this as well, women's soccer is in action. They're hosting Emporia State. You can tune into that on the MIAA Network as well. Men's tennis is on the road all weekend long. They're in Topeka at the ITA Regionals, competing against some of the best all across the central region. Then tomorrow, men's and women's cross country, they head out to Columbia, Missouri to compete at the Gans Creek Classic hosted by the University of Missouri. And at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, we've got men's soccer at home as Victor Dominguez's bunch will look to build off of a big win on Monday over the University of Jamestown and carry that into their first league match of the season as they host Northeastern State, again, at 3 o'clock at Wilkins Field. Then on Sunday, we've got home soccer once again. Women's soccer hosting Washburn at 1 o'clock here in Wichita on Sunday afternoon, and that takes us into a very busy start of next week as well, because men's and women's golf both hosting the Newman Fall Invitational at Sand Creek Station in Newton, so just north of town. One of the premier courses, and we talked about that with Coach Flippo a little earlier on in the show. But great stuff coming to end this week and start next week, and then before you know it, we're into the month of October, and things really get going with all of our fall sports. And need I mention as well, at the end of the month of October, we get back into basketball season as well, but we get to introduce bowling at the end of next week too, so things really amping up over the next couple of days. So if you want to get all your dates squared away, start circling things on your calendar, go to newmanjets.com/calendar for that full composite calendar schedule for Jets athletics. You can also download the Newman Jets app today and have everything you need right there in the palm of your hand. But that's going to wrap up our show for today. Thank you so much to golf head coach Lon Flippo for the time. Also appreciate Coach McNeil for visiting with us after the match last night in Fugate. But looking forward to more conversations with him. And again, you can tune in to the broadcast of volleyball tonight against second-ranked Central Oklahoma on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Coverage beginning at 5:45 with first serve just after 6. I'm Jackson Schneider. Thanks so much for tuning into the JetCast. We'll see you next time here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.